This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The two Democrats running for U.S. Senate in Colorado had their first one-on-one debate Tuesday. Former Governor John Hickenlooper and former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff both hope to challenge Republican incumbent Cory Gardner. Hickenlooper said there's no denying the country is facing hard times, but says people need to come together to fix the system.
If we're going to change health care, if we're going to address climate change, if we're going to create jobs with justice, if we're going to make things better than they were before, we've got to change Washington.
Hickenlooper is the National Democratic Party's choice. He supports a public health care option and reforming but not defunding the police. Romanoff backs universal health care and said reform is not enough and police resources should be shifted.
This is no time for timidity. We need bold structural change to address each of the challenges that we've discussed, the climate emergency, the health care crisis. We need to build an economy that works for everyone.
The primary election is June 30th. The University of Denver is laying off nearly 40 employees and instituting pay cuts for higher earners as it deals with the financial impact of COVID-19. Officials say those making more than $90,000 a year will have their salaries reduced by up to 10%. The university says it has a $45 million budget gap for the next fiscal year. A suspect is dead and an officer is injured after a shooting at the Englewood Light Rail Station Tuesday night. Police say officers exchanged gunfire with a 31-year-old man who was killed. Denver 7 reports officers responding to a domestic violence call. This is CPR News.